So last week we talked. What I want to talk. We talked about mukta machmas chisaron kiss. Right. In other words, you have a keli, but since the keli is there's a chisaron kiss to the keli. Right. The keli is very fragile and it's going to get scratched or nicked if you move it around or use it for a different use. So we said that's an example of a kli, which is mukta. Remember, initially we were saying that most kelim are not mukta. They're just kli shemalachta la'iser. Right. So. But we said last week an example of a kli which becomes mukta. What's the example of a kli which becomes mukta? That's a kli she that's mukta machmas chesaron kiss. So this week I want to discuss another type of kli which could become mukta, and it's very, very common. And we had a lot of shailos already about it, and I want to just discuss the basic halachas about it. And that is a kli which is a basis l'davar ha'asr. What's a basis l'davar ha'asr? That the kli itself is mutter. But the problem with the kli is that on top of the kli, it's a basis, it's a base. It's holding mukta. It's holding something mukta. So Chazal say that not only is the kli which is mukta, but the kli which is anything which is holding the mukta is also mukta. So for example, a candle, a lit candle is mukta. Because there's a fire on it and it can go out and whatever that is, but a lit candle is mukta. So what about the candlestick that the candle is in? It's also mukta. Meaning it's not just that, well, you're not allowed to move it because you're not allowed to move the candle. The kli itself, the candlestick itself is mukta. What's an afkamina? Are you allowed to move the candlestick after the candle goes out? What?
That's why a lot of people don't put them on the Shabbos.
Right. So why not? If the whole why can't you move the candlestick after the candle goes out? The candle went out already. There's no candle. Because since it was lit before Shabbos, it was designated as a basis, and we already learned that the halachas of mukta are determined by bein hashmashos right at the beginning of Shabbos. If something is mukta bein hashmashos, if something is mukta at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains mukta the entire Shabbos, right? So memela, this candlestick was a basis to davar aser on Shabbos on bein hashmashos. So even if the mukta goes off, it's going to remain mukta the whole Shabbos. So here you have another example of a perfectly good keli, but since the keli is holding mukta, the keli becomes mukta and it remains mukta the whole entire Shabbos.
What about the saying that the candlestick mukta?
Ah, now what about that? Okay, hold on. That's also a problem because that's a basis to a basis. So it's holding them.
So what can you do to make it mukta to mukta?
Oh, so okay, what's what I'm saying? So now this is the halacha of a basis to davar aser, and that which is a kli which is holding mukta. So that's the most common example. Okay, but then we're going to see throughout the halachas that there's a lot of other examples of this. But before we continue, there's a couple tanoim. How do you make something a basis? For example, let's say I leave this recorder. By the way, there's to be marked in one thing. A basis takes on the halachas of the mukta which is on it. Okay? So for example, let's say I take this recorder and I put it on a table. Now is this recorder mukta? It's a kli shemalach deliser. It's not mukta. Are you allowed to move this kli? If you're allowed to move this recorder, if it's on your dining room table, yeah, because it's a kli shemalach deliser. So you're allowed to move it. Letzarach gufay, or letzarach mekaymay. So now, fine. Let's say you have real mukta, like a so. Let's say you put this recorder on a table. So the table is a basis to the recorder. So the table is not going to become more mukta than the recorder. So therefore, it's true that you won't be able to move the table for no reason, but you'll be allowed to move the table. Even if the table is not going to become more mukta than the recorder, but it's gonna, it'll take on the halachas of the recorder. So in other words, you won't be able to move the table for no reason anymore. But you'll be able to move it. Let's start Gufa, let's start Mukaima.
Because it takes on the status of the...
Whatever Muksa is on top of it. Okay?
And what do we call that? Basis the...
Basis la davar ha'asa.
What if the recorder was inside of a box?
So that's what he said. What about the candlesticks which are holding... What about the tray which is holding the candlesticks which is holding the candle? Or the table, which is holding the tray, which is holding the candlesticks, which are holding the candle.
Oh God!
Yeah. That. No. So the halacha is that a basis to a basis is also awesome. A basis to a basis is also awesome. But what's the saying? Okay.
Once told one time, if I had a cell phone or you had a suitcase, I could order. So there's no statute of limitations.
What are you moving the suitcase for?
I'm
going to
move from one hotel room to another.
Oh.
You need a space.
That's not called needing the space. Why don't you want to leave it? Why don't you leave it in the hotel room? I know, but why don't you just leave it? So just leave. Okay, so just leave it in the hotel room.
You pay for another
day. What?
You pay for another day.
Okay. So in other words, you're moving it to save money. You're not moving it because you need the cell phone. So that's awesome. I mean, to move the cell, right? That's not called gufoy mekoymai. Let's say you left your cell phone on the dresser in the hotel room. Now you're checking out. Would you be allowed to move the cell phone out of the room? No, because you're not using, you're not moving the cell. You know what? You're missing the question, huh?
No, checking out. You're carrying the hotel. What kind of questions
is that? Just moving the phone. You go to the beach for Shabbos. You stay there, but now you're going to...
The question is you can carry it out of the room, period.
Why not?
Why can't you carry it out of the room?
Is it
not being stated? No Erev Chatzeris? I don't know if you need Erev Chatzeris in the hotel. There's a big shayla about that. It goes by the owner.
I feel better now because I left my cell phone in the car, so I wouldn't have to. Someone told me if it's inside of a...
Inside the suitcase, we'll see, maybe. It's not so partial, but we'll see. That's a good case. Okay? Now, but you understand, that case is moving the cell phone is not literally gufoy. You're not trying to use the phone, and it's not makayma, you don't need the place. Why are you moving the cell phone? Just so you shouldn't lose the cell phone in the hotel room. So that's also, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay? But now, getting back to buses, okay, what does it... So now, very common case. A guy's rushing, it's common, I guess, because someone asked me. So, a guy is getting last minute, it's the first early Shabbos, he's running in last minute, he has his keys, his wallet, everything. He has to quickly change. He takes his keys, his wallet, his phone, he throws it onto his bed, puts on his Shabbos clothes, runs to shul. He comes home and now all this stuff is sitting there on his bed.
Needing the place. You need to sleep on your bed.
So lechor, all those things are only klishim lach to l'isser. They're not real muktzah, you say.
Right.
Well, the wallet, lechor, is a klishim lach to l'isser. The phone is a klishim lach to l'isser. And the keys also are only pashtas, are only, even it's a car keys.
You need to sleep on the couch, but you want to sleep on your bed.
Okay, so the maisa, so the bed did not become a basis to anything more than the klishim lach to l'isser anyway. So it's not so bad. Okay, fine. Now let's...
So you're allowed to move everything.
Yeah. So you're allowed to move, but that's not a case of...
Just push it on the floor. Could you pick up a wallet?
Yeah, lechayer.
Once you pick it up, you pick it up.
You can pick up a cell phone for sure.
You can even carry on Shabbos. It's your cell phone.
For sure.
You're allowed to move it.
We already talked
as long about it. As long as it doesn't turn on when you move it.
Right.
Wait, you can carry it also?
But you need to move. I mean, to move it for its place.
If it's your watch, if you use it as a
watch, you're allowed to move it for its place.
Let's say some guy.
I don't know what I mean constantly.
I mean, carrying it.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying moving it. You're allowed to move it if you need its place.
Right.
You're not mechuyev to.
If somebody forgets to turn off their alarm before Shabbos, it goes on.
Yeah. So we've discussed that already. You can do that. You can move that. But I want to talk about right that we talked about is the klishim lach to l'isser. So you're allowed to move. Let's talk gufay. Let's talk mechuyev. Right now, by the case of the buses, let's talk about the candlesticks again. Okay. So you lit the candlesticks. So now, because the candlesticks were lit bein hashmashes, they were lit the entire bein hashmashes. Therefore, the candlesticks become muktzah. Therefore, they're muktzah the whole Shabbos. And therefore, even if the candle goes out, it's still mutter. Now, how do you make something into a basis? Very common case. Let's say you have in a drawer, you have muktzah stuff in a drawer. You have coins. You have coins in a drawer. Okay? Or you have coins in a bowl. You lift your coins in a drawer, let's just say, of their a kitchen drawer. There are coins in there. So the drawer becomes a buses to the coins. So could be you're not allowed to open that drawer on Shabbos. Okay?
Right, how many layers down?
So how many... Now, not only that, let's say the coins are on top of some napkins. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the drawer. There's some napkins. You want the napkins. Are you allowed to use the napkins? The coins on top of the napkins. Are the napkins the buses for the coins? So first of all, you're allowed to open the drawer. Second of all, even if you are... let's say the drawer is open. Can you take out the napkins? Okay? So the halacha is as follows. The halacha is two things. Also, there's a couple conditions in order to make something into a buses. One is that your das has to be that you want it there specifically. You want this thing to be on top of the other thing. You want A to be on top of B. That's its makom. Its makom, its appropriate place is that A should be on top of B. So you have a candle. What's the appropriate place for a candle? Candlestick. That makes sense. But this coin, Lav Dafka, was supposed to be in this drawer. Whatever, it got dumped in there. All the time, every drawer you open, there's coins in there somehow. But it's not the pshat that's where you want this coin to be, necessarily. So since you have no das for this coin to be in the drawer, the drawer does not become a bustle to the coins.
It has to make sense.
So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. If you have das for it to be in the drawer, you just didn't... Now, once it's in the drawer, you don't know where it's in the drawer. It's flying all over the place. So then the Mishnah Berurah says it's not going to make the napkins a bustle, because you definitely didn't have das for it to be on top of the napkins versus below the napkins. But since you do have das for it to be in the drawer would be a bustle, and therefore you wouldn't be able to open it. Pashtus. Okay?
You can't open a drawer if there's a coin in it.
Pashtus, of at least of a like a cabinet of pashtus, yeah. I mean, the simple looking at it from a simple point of view without
shot.
The pshat, without getting too involved. Before we find out any details, right, this would seem to be the halacha. Now maybe we go our way out. But this is the simple explanation of it. The drawer would be a busis, would be and so remember, a busis means it's mukta. It's mukta gomer. And the napkins, the whole mess in the drawer wouldn't be a problem. Okay?
I didn't know that my drawer had money in it, right? I pulled out a drawer and I find money in it. It's on top of the napkins. Now I can't use the napkins, you're saying.
Correct. You can pull the napkins.
You can't close the drawer anymore.
Well, it depends. You said you didn't know that the coins were in there. So that means that the coins just randomly fell in there. So even the drawer. Correct. Correct. So the drawer is not the busset. So that's one. It's not the coin drawer. Exactly. Okay, if you have your arts and crafts drawer where all your crayons and all your stuff is, that's a different story. That drawer. But exactly. Coins end up very commonly all over the place. So now it's like this. So the first condition to make something a busset is that you have to have das to leave it there. And also more than that is you have to have das to leave it there for the whole Shabbos. Okay? It's a machloikis. If you have das to take it off in the middle of Shabbos, it's a machloikis, and we're machmer. In other words, let's say you have, this is a very interesting case, let's say the candlesticks, you put the candlesticks on the table. Now you have a goy that comes in, and you know every single week, no matter how many times you tell her this, that, every single week the goy comes in, she comes in Shabbos morning, takes the candlesticks off the table and puts them away in the cabinet. So you have das in the back of your mind that this table is not going to be holding the candlesticks the whole Shabbos. Is the table a busis now? What's the nafkamina if the table is a busis? Let's say you have guests coming, you want to move the table. Are you allowed to move the table? Normally, if you have guests coming, are you allowed to move a table on Shabbos? Sure, the table's not muktzah. But if the table is holding all the candlesticks, then the table's muktzah. Because it takes down the din of the candlesticks. And just like you can't move candlesticks, you can't move the table. So if you have candlesticks on your table, you can't move the table. pashtus. Okay? But let's say you know that the guy is going to come, she's going to move the candlesticks, or your kids every single Shabbos play ball and knock them off the table. So you know that happens very often. So you have das that's going to come off in the middle of Shabbos. So this is a machlekes in the poiskim, and we're machmer. Okay? Now, but the other very, very common example where it doesn't become a basis is similar to what I said before, that you didn't have das to leave it there, but it's shecheach. Shecheach means, and we're makel even in the following case. Let's say you put something there for a reason, but you wanted to take it off before Shabbos and you forgot. In other words, let's say you know during the week you keep the coins in that drawer. During the week you keep the coins in the same drawer as the forks and knives. Every Shabbos you take them out because you know you're going to run into this problem. This Shabbos you forgot. Something like that. So if it's shecheach, it could also be meichel. Because also you didn't have it's like as if you didn't have das for it.
It's
not supposed to be there. Something which is not supposed to be there does not become a basis. Okay? And one other thing which is very important is if something is a basis, and this is where the garbage and the fork comes in. If it's a basis, le'isser ula heter. This is very common. Let's say it's holding isser and heter. Okay? It's holding something which is mukta and non-mukta. The kli is holding both. So is it a basis or not? What's the whole idea of buses? Buses means you're taking away, you're making it tuffle to the muktzah. You're making it as a subordinate to the muktzah. But here it's not subordinate to the muktzah because there's also heter on it. So which one is it?
You mean you drop the fork into your garbage can.
Okay, for example, this is where it comes in very, very commonly. Is you know, you always keep your candlesticks on the table. Okay? No, but you know that you're going to have to move the table Shabbos morning. So what do? You can't move it. Once you lit the candles... No, das to move the table doesn't help. It has to be the das would be to take off the candles, that the candles aren't going to be the whole Shabbos, but they are. You can't move them. My case was a das that a goy will come move them. You say, but you don't have that, so you means you made your table a basis to the candlestick. So what's the etzah? What? Oh, good. So if you set the table before Shabbos, now you have your china, and you have all these things on the table. So now the table has two things. It has on it the plates, and it has on it the candlesticks. So which one is more important? The plates. So since the plates are more important, okay, and now Chazal say a very interesting thing. If you put on Shabbos food is more important than the candlesticks, even if it's not as expensive. I mean, my wife's challah is very good, but it's not as expensive as the silver candlesticks. But Chazal say that since the Shabbos food is more necessary for Shabbos than the candlesticks, so Shabbos food is more chashuv. So if you put the challahs on the table, yeah. So if you put challahs, oh yeah. Right. So if you put the challahs on the table and then the candlesticks on the table before Shabbos, as long as the challahs are on the table's not a basis anymore. Now, why is this important? Because it's very negeya. It's also very negeya to have. It's very negeya the tablecloth also. Because is the tablecloth muktzah? If, let's say, somehow you want to pull the tablecloth from underneath, what some people do is that they have the candlesticks on the tablecloth, and they'll set two tablecloths, and then they'll pull one off, and so Shabbos morning they have a clean tablecloth. It's like my sister-in-law, just remember it, she said that she knew, she was sent her son to camp, but she knew that the boy would never do laundry. So what she did is she put four pillowcases on the pillow, and she said, you don't have to do laundry, just pull it off once a week, and you'll have clean linen. That's a smart...
And when she got him dressed, she put on four pairs of underwear.
Right. Take off one. Except not the other.
Yeah. So what you do is you set two tablecloths and then you pull it off. But the only problem is that without moving the candles. Yeah, just pull it off.
I've seen people make a hole in the middle so they can lift it above the candlesticks when they leave it in the middle.
Yeah. Oh no. So the Magen Avraham says like this. The truth is, are you allowed to do that? Because the tablecloth.
Yeah, because that's a basis.
But the tablecloth is a basis.
You have two tablecloths. You intend to before Shabbos that you're going to do that.
Unless so it what? Has a hole in the middle, cut around the plastic table.
No. So the Magen Avraham says very good. The Magen Avraham says it's like the case of the it's like the case of the napkin in the drawer. You want the candlesticks to be on the table, but you don't care for them to be dafka on top of the tablecloth. If you could, you could do what he said. Cut a hole in the tablecloth and put it on the table. You just want the candlesticks to be on the table. You don't care for the candlesticks to be on the tablecloth. Exactly. So therefore, the tablecloth doesn't become a basis necessarily, and therefore you let it whip out the tablecloth from underneath. Okay? Now, but that's a case of buses. What?
I'm not teaching my wife any new tricks.
this is buses. So now, where is it Negea? So I spoke about this before. It was Negea very much on Sukkot. Because Sukkot, what we wanted to do is we had a little table and we wanted to light outside by the Sukkah. But I don't want to leave the lighter outside in the Sukkah. Like someone can come in, take it out. Let's say it starts raining, whatever. So on Yom Tov, it's not a problem because candlesticks on Yom Tov are not Muktzah. But on Shabbos, the problem, how do I bring it in? So what I did was I put my wife's diamond ring on the table, on that little small table with the candlesticks.
We're going to leave it for more than a couple
minutes. No, so therefore, when you want to move it, so the table never became a boss to the candlesticks, more than to the diamond ring. What?
You could do it with anything. You don't take anything mutter.
It has to be more expensive than the candlesticks. So on a Shabbos table, yes. I don't think it works.
More expensive than the pork, because we said food. Right? So the food's not more expensive than China.
I know, but I think food is exception. And Shabbos food is the most chashuv thing. But besides, beyond that, okay. So this is called the heter of davar bosses, the davar hamutter or the davar ha'asa. Because I don't think. It could be that some people hold that you can put the challahs on the candlestick tray, that would be okay. But I think, it's not so geschmack. It's very schwer to say that because the case I said before was that you're putting the challahs on the Shabbos table. So that makes sense. On the Shabbos table, is there mocking? But to put challahs on your candlestick tray, it doesn't make any sense.
Right, like you said before.
So it can't be that the challahs are more important over there. It just doesn't make sense.
How is not your Shabbos food if you put it on the tray?
Yeah. It's one thing if you put it on the table. That already is a good svara.
Literally has to be food. Has to be your Shabbos food.
Yeah. Okay. So now we have a whole bunch of exceions when something does not become a basis. Either sheicheach, basis l'davar mutal l'davar aser, basis l'chatzis Shabbos. So these are all exceptions where, if you didn't mean it to be there, okay. These are all cases where it's a basis l'davar mutal. It's not called a basis. And therefore, if it's not a basis, what's the nafka mina? So therefore, once the muktzah comes off, you can move the table around. There's no problem. Okay? But the question still remains, what's the halacha while the muktzah is still on? Okay, for example, okay, let's say I had this great idea. Let's say I come into my house, and I see, lo and behold, the kishka from the freezer, where I took it out before Shabbos, and I forgot to put it back in the fridge, and it's sitting on my dining room table. Okay, now I'm not allowed to move it. Let's because it's real muktzah. That's what we said. We've been saying you can't move it. Let's say it's not like a cell phone. It's real muktzah. You can't what? Yeah. Okay. And now I have a problem. Is my table a basis now to that muktzah item?
Shouldn't have been there.
So l'chor it's only shaykhayach. So the table is not a basis. So now if my kid comes comes along.
Wait, I'm sorry, explain that? What do you mean? Because you forgot it?
I only forgot it then. That's what it means. It was, I didn't intend for this to be there. So therefore, the table is not a bussis for that particular mukta item. Now, what does that mean? Ah, so what does that mean? What it means is that if the kishka would come off the table, my kid will come in, hey, why is that doing there? So when my kids get banged up, so they want ice. They want ice. My wife gives them a roll of kishka.
Frozen kishka.
Frozen kishka to be their ice because it's round. They can hold it, and they put it on their thing. So when we went to the grocery store with my kids, so they saw the thing in the freezer. They said, "Oh, they sell ice here," in the grocery store. They sell kishka ice. She calls it. So let's say the kid comes in and says, "What's this kishka ice doing on the freezer?" Doing on the table, right? So she grabs it and she takes it off the table. So now it's gevaldik. The muktzah is not on the table. The table is not a bussis. It never was a bussis. And therefore you can move the table now if you want. But the problem is, what about while it's still on?
You should still be able to move it because of the shefer.
Oh, but the problem is like this, okay? There's always two things you have to deal with. I don't want to confuse anyone, but these halachas are confusing. So it's not me. What should I say? The problem is that even if it's not a bussis, what does a bussis mean? The bussis means that the table became mukta. The table becomes mukta. So we're saying the table does not become mukta. So therefore, if the situation changes in the middle of Shabbos, now the table's mutter. Okay? But the problem is that you still can't move the table while the mukta's on it.
How is this different?
Why? Because you're still moving the table, the kishka itself. Every time you move the table, you're moving the mukta.
So there's an issue.
Right. So now the problem is the mukta itself.
So every time.
Oh no. But every time. Okay. So every time that we said that there's no issue of mukta of bussis, that means that if the mukta comes off in the middle of Shabbos, the table doesn't remain mukta.
How is that different than the candlesticks?
Huh?
Is it the same thing as the candlesticks, or is it different?
What do you mean different?
The candlesticks. So they usually come off during Shabbos.
Oh, so this is the Rashba's kasha. This is the Gantavelt asks. Kasha. The lechera, if taking it off in the middle of Shabbos is not a problem, buses. So why is candlesticks a problem? Your candles come off in the middle of Shabbos.
Okay,
that's a big kasha, and that's a separate issue. Okay, but the point is that what does it help me? What does it help me that the table is not a buses? I'm still not allowed to move the table while the muktzah is on there. In a chanami, the nafkamina is going to be: what if the muktzah comes off the table? If the muktzah comes off, so then the table's not a bussis, I can do whatever I want. What about while the table has the muktzah on it? You can't move the table.
And you can't even do it with the shinoi because it's not a dover.
So the halacha is like this. That anytime a person has a bussis, but it's not a real bussis, okay? Anytime that there's muktzah on top of a dover, which is not muktzah, and it's in a case where the non-mukta did not become a bussis, what you're allowed to do is the following. What you're supposed to do is you're allowed to shake it off. So you're allowed to pick up the table. This is what we call ni'ur. You're shaking. So the halacha is you pick up the table and you shake it.
Or the tablecloth?
Yeah, you just roll it off. You're allowed to move around the table to shake off the mukta. Now, if the table would be a bussis, you can't do that because you're not allowed to shake the table. And also, it wouldn't even help you to do that because even if the kishka would come off, the table would be a bussis.
Right.
So it's not going to help you. But in a case where it's not really a bussis, you could shake it off, get rid of it, and now the table's good to go. So that's the difference whether the table became a bussis or not. Are you allowed to shake it off?
Dependent on whether you had intent for that mukta item to be there.
Correct. Or if there's no davar mukta, there's different factors. We said there's three ways now you can make something not into a bussis. Let's say the table, either you didn't intend for it, or the table had heter on it also.
So you shake off the iceberg. Now it's on the floor. Is it? It's mukta.
Yeah. No, but fine. But now this is not on your table anymore. Okay.
When your child came in and took this kishka off the table
because it's put on the kitchen table,
so now you can't move the kitchen table.
You can't move it all either.
No, why does it? Why? It wasn't there. Why?
Because now it's
no, but you didn't intend for a kid can't decide that a kid can't decide that the table to make a table of buses. He's not the ball of bus in the house.
So what happens now? Can I
same thing. Now you could roll it off the kitchen table.
You can't hit it with your elbow.
And, well, right. Pashtus, right? It has to be the Menashoshes.
It wasn't there before
Menashoshes. How are you going to move it? Shake it off. You can't touch it, but you can shake it off.
You can't hit it with your elbow. You can only shake it.
It's better to shake it off. Neat or. What?
You didn't intend for it.
You didn't want it to be there. If there's heter on there also. And the third one is if you from, well, it found its place. It's really similar to the first one. Or like the case of the drawer with the coins. Okay. Yeah, you can move it. You can do it. You just can't move the stuff. You can't move the stuff. Okay?
Pulling the tablecloth off with it on the tablecloth.
That's near. That's okay, yeah.
Just pull the whole thing off.
Yeah. Yeah. Near, okay? So for example, let's say you come into shul. And there's a stender. Okay, we have stenders. You have a stender. This happened in Lakewood basically all the time, you know. And the guy leaves his pen on the stender. So the pen is not such a big deal because it's a klishim laftel, sir. Tzarech makaymai. You can take the pen off. But let's say he leaves a dollar bill on the stender. And it's bothering you. You don't want to daven on that stender. So is that stender now a busis or not?
No, because
he didn't mean it to store a dollar bill. Okay, so it's not a busis. But still, you can't move the stender while the dollar bill is on there.
So
what do you do? You shake it off, and then you can use the stender.
For that person, otherwise, if a different yeshiva offer didn't intend for it to be there.
No, but this is a different cloud. The rule is, the secondary rule is, there's another rule how something doesn't become a buses. That ain adam oiser davar she'ena shaloi. I can't make your item into a buses. I can't come into your house. I want to really get back at it at brass. I'm going to go take my muksa stuff, put it all over his couches and everything, and now all of his stuff becomes a buses. You can't do anything on Shabbos. You're isolated. I can't make your stuff a buses.
Right.
Now, but regardless, even if I can't make your stuff into a buses, you still can't sit up, move the couch. You still have to shake it off. But you'll be allowed to shake it off. Okay? So this is some of the basic halachas of a bus, but it's not very common. I'm just trying to think now. We had a lot of examples from this, but this is the basic halacha. Now there's one other very important nikuda about this ni'er business.
In the parking, you said, what is the car keys?
I think it's a klishim lachtel iser. I'm not sure if it's.
If I leave my car keys in my shtender on Shabbos, that's the place I wanted to be.
So then the shtender became a bus. So even if you, but you're allowed to move the keys that start moving with Tony Koyma, maybe. I'm not sure. It could be some people hold that a car key is mukta machmas chesaron kis. It's fragile. I don't know. I think it's a klishim lachtel iser. So
and therefore
it's mutzel tzarek over makayma.
Yeah, but I'm not moving the stender. I'm not moving the stender.
Yeah, but the stender doesn't become more strict than the keys. So therefore, if you can move the keys, you can move the stender. Now, there's one other thing about this business of the shaking. Is that if, let's say, I don't want to shake it off over here, because if I shake it off over here, it's going to break. Yeah, or it's going to break. Let's say there's an expensive item on there, okay? And if I shake it off, it's going to break.
We don't just shake it off. Take it off with the table covers on and place it there.
Maybe, but maybe not. It depends on the case. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is actually, you're allowed to pick up the whole thing. Let's say it's on the stender. You don't want to shake it off. There's an expensive watch, an expensive mukta iPhone. It's on a face. Something mukta on there. And you don't want to just shake it off. You're allowed to pick up the whole stender, take it to a pillow, and shake it off onto the pillow and bring the stender back. In other words, you don't have to dafka shake it right where it is. If you don't want to shake it off, over here, so then you're allowed to pick it up and move it somewhere else. What? As long as we're talking about where it's not a bus.
If I put it in my standard before.
Yeah, if you put it in there. If what? Correct, correct. Okay, so we have to finish up the halachas of buses next week, but and get to garbage cans and all this type of stuff. Okay, because that's really what we. Now you start hearing where we're going with the garbage can business. But the idea, basically, just to review, okay, because they are complicated halachas. The idea is of buses is that even, like we said, normally kalim don't become muktzah, but a buses is a kli, which is holding muktzah, then the whole entire thing becomes muktzah. Okay? But there are conditions to that. The main condition is you have to have put it there, al-das, that this should be the holder for that. Okay? Once you're putting down that the heter, the A, should be the holder for the muktzah, A becomes a buses and becomes muktzah, it takes on the status of the muktzah. But there are some conditions to that. If you just forgot it there, or it doesn't belong there, or there's heter on there, or it's someone else's.
What's the example of the heter?
Where, let's say, the challah and the candlesticks on the table. Right? So.
So what's the heter there?
The challah. So there, it doesn't become a basis, and once it doesn't become a basis, so now it's not off limits to move. You just have to make sure that you're not moving the muktzah. So therefore, if the muktzah went off, you can move the table, or you could shake it off to be able to move the table. Okay, that's more or less the basics. But I want to get into some examples, details about it next week in Mitzvah Hashem.